We Are All a Part of the Whole by Jacqueline Fedor. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 10 and 11. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will. The reason I opened with this scripture, I wanted us to understand what must take place before God's people are restored. Note that it said all things in heaven and earth would be gathered as one into Christ, meaning all things would be interrelated and in sync, in harmony, as they were before Adam and Eve fell. Because the knowledge of Satan was chosen by Eve, the perspectives derived from his evil thinking has been passed on to all her descendants. Man's outlook on life is therefore twisted and shaped to suit the enemy's self-exalting plans, and is the foundation this world evolved from. Besides this, all Satan's knowledge, I assure you, has been aimed at separating man from his Creator, causing chaos and division, bedlam, and a lack of harmony. He fully intended to divide Earth's inhabitants from the rest of the universe. As we see from the above scripture, this division must be remedied for the new heaven and the new earth to come into being, and the children of God to manifest. So, to begin with, since Eve chose Satan's knowledge and wisdom to turn things around, we must choose the wisdom of God and his knowledge. You see, Satan well understood that it was the power of the Word that held all things together, and so it has been an all-out effort to make it appear that the Word of God has been subdued and belief in it useless. He craftily accomplished this through us. With the understanding that words, whether spoken or sung, are creative and give birth, you can see how man, as they progressed down through history, spoke and sang this world into being. Unfortunately, their database was filled with Satan's knowledge. But things are changing. The devil has had long enough. He has had 7,000 years to turn the earth into chaos, making it out of sync with the rest of the universe. Now, it's the eighth day, new beginnings, and Psalms chapter 102, verse 18 has been fulfilled. Psalm chapter 102, verse 18. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. Notice the word praise in the above scripture. You see, it is through their praise that the Word of God is sung into being, and God's knowledge returned to man. As stated before, music gives birth and is creative. This is why the eighth-day people were created to praise. Satan, the sly old dragon, was heaven's praise and worship leader before he fell. And he well understood the different notes and chord structures affect the organs in the human body, as well as affecting our minds and emotions. In fact, all of creation is affected by music, for good or for evil. Through Satan's knowledge and his song, Earth has been transformed into a decaying mess. But through the prophetic songs of God's new creation, his new generation of people, Abraham's seed, the eighth-day children, God's songs are coming forth. Messages are being taught through them that are restoring mankind and will eventually restore all creation, as well as our planet. Their praise is not like the old church. It's free. spontaneously led by the Holy Spirit. Their praise night may be a time of worship, or it could be a time of warfare praise where they come against the enemy and his world. It is all depending on the lead of the Holy Spirit. No hymnals, nor do they sing the old music of the Seventh-day Church. Their songs tear down the old to rebuild the new. Did you ever wonder why music in the world is so prevalent? You instinctively know there has to be something evil behind it because it's everywhere you look, everywhere you go. It accompanies everything you do, and as we sing along, we are happily trampling the kingdom of God and building the world of Satan. Through the study of sound, we have also discovered that our brains are capable of detecting frequencies well below that of our hearing. This means that subliminal messages can be inserted under the words of those songs, stimulating our brain waves, which can actually cause pain or be used to ease pain. I, for one, do not care for the fact our bodies are being affected by these frequencies unknowingly. On a happier note, we have also discovered that the solar system, in fact, the whole universe, has a song. We understand also, as God's music comes into being, it blends with the rest of the universe, because it is the Holy Spirit that gives the music. Just as the world's songs destroyed our bodies, the combined songs of the universe, with those being sung by the Eighth-day Children, are affecting human cells, our behavior, and brain patterns, and restoration is beginning. You see, our bodies have not changed in the past because Satan, through his songs, has altered our minds and bodies, causing us to be out of tune, out of harmony, with the rest of creation. Maybe we can understand now why God created a special people to praise, and why it would happen on the eighth day, as that is a time of circumcision. You see, these have been harvested or cut off from the world, its systems, and all to do with it, so they can purely praise, pray, and spread the word of God, bringing restoration for all creation. Where are these people found? All around the earth, all across the planet. Ones that have seen and have recognized the evil of this world and have separated themselves, or cut themselves off from it in their hearts and minds. Again, Satan has tried his best to keep us out of sync. He has separated us by creating nationalities, making a distinction of skin colors, the many different religions with their different views. We've been split up into countries, counties, and cities. All of this has been created by the enemy to divide. There is one Father, one blood, and yet Satan has managed to create hatred, stir competition, resulting in wars causing destruction to both humanity and the earth. Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously with one another by profaning the covenant of the fathers? Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Even the world's entertainment divides, as it too is largely competitive in nature. One winner, many losers. Father created a family of people with variety among them, but we are all meant to be one family. Man fell for Satan's plan, swallowed his lies, feasted on his thinking. This is why the only way we will ever see unity or harmony again is to be born over again, resurrected from death in baptism, to new creatures, and once again see ourselves as one species, God's children. Jesus said for us not to fear what goes on in this old world, that He has already overcome it. We as a new species are therefore told to cut off from it and its systems. Its works are all dead works. They're the efforts of man in his own strength. Jesus has already overcome those also. In fact, the enemy that keeps warring against us, bringing sicknesses, disease, and pain, and causing mankind to not only come against each other, but destroy God's creation in so many ways, are also defeated. God gave us this planet. It is time we take possession and claim our inheritance. The kingdom is ours, and we want to see what is ours back in sync, back in harmony, and a part of the whole once more. Psalm chapter 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men. When we say that this world will be destroyed, the scripture that is always thrown up in front of us is, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Well, friends, if you look up that word "world" in the Strong's Concordance, you will see its true translation is cosmos. You see, God loves His creation, all of it. The moon, the stars, the planets. Our earth that was given to us for our home is a part of the Milky Way. Her inhabitants were meant to be God's earthly family, and He has a predestined plan to bring back into being what He envisioned. All of Satan's works will be for nothing, and all of the things that have been created through his knowledge will be nothing. Sadly, the people devoted to the world will be nothing also, unless they take advantage of the rebirth to be born back into the whole. There are so many things that keep us divided, and probably one of the most prominent is man himself. From Adam and Eve on, we've been taught to think for ourselves, use our own heads, figure things out. Man's intellect is a reflection of Satan's mind and knowledge, resulting in a people that are in his image. As stated before, through man's intellect, the world's systems have come into being. Through his intellect, the world's songs have been written, higher learning encouraged. The ability to accumulate Satan's knowledge is one of the most sought-after commodities on the planet today. Dead works. All of it, dead works. It's hard to imagine why people do not want to see the perfect tomorrows promised by God for those that come to His kingdom. Or, I don't understand why anyone would want to be a part of a society that the mighty Jehovah, the mighty Yeshua, have said was predestined to be destroyed. I can't imagine why people would not want to see the prophecy at Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 brought about, fulfilled in their lifetime. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Who would not want to experience this? And it's there for all God's children. It's what Father wanted for us in the first place. But to be a part of the new, we have to circumcise the old off of us. We need to learn, above all things, to love God. And as our will becomes His will, His laws will become the direction we build our lives on. We will therefore love one another and love the rest of creation, as well as love and appreciate the planet we dwell on. The only way we can accomplish this is through God's knowledge, developing a real hunger for His truth so our perspectives can change. Our traits shaped into the Lord's image. Then the fruit of the Spirit will replace the works of the flesh. Again, bringing us closer to being in sync with our Creator. You see, as we gather God's knowledge, the light from that knowledge shines through us, exposing the world's influence. We ourselves begin to change. Our clothing becomes more modest. Our mannerisms and even our language changes. As we look at things through this light, places in our life where there's clutter, be it physical or spiritual, we begin to clean up, understanding that if an evil spirit has possession, it encourages these things. Evil likes darkness, secrecy, and filth of all kinds. The enemy may have convinced us that this was just a part of our own nature, a part of us, and it's a glorious day when we find out that it was a spirit all along causing this behavior. Set free, we are on our way to being in harmony with the rest of God's kingdom. This is why God wanted His knowledge to be spread across the earth like the waters cover the sea. He wants to see all His children become citizens of His kingdom and restored. As this becomes a reality, Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 21 also becomes a reality. And the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 21. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. No death. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the wean child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Remembering that everything in the universe has a song, can you imagine the glorious praise that will go forth to the Father as the above scriptures are fulfilled? And how fantastic to be a part of that cosmic chorus. Also, can you imagine what the earth will be like when the children of God connect to Christ's mind and knowledge to rebuild it, renew it, restore it? The things we have done through Satan's knowledge will be so nothing in comparison. In closing, as you contemplate these things, I hope you will find it becomes quite easy to turn your back on Satan's world and are beginning to look forward to the establishment of the kingdom of God and finding your part in the whole.